Today is April 6, 2024, and this is the Polsy Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Woman arrested for taking coat. Miss Bernice Wright of Centralia was being held in the women's ward of the Hoquiam Police Station last night on a charge of larceny sworn to before Justice of the Peace W.M. Lamb by B.A. Morgan, who declared that Miss Wright stole a coat valued at $110 from Mrs. Morgan at a Hoquiam dance a few weeks ago. A warrant was sworn to when the police were notified that Miss Wright and another Centralia woman were in Hoquiam, and at 9 o'clock last night, Patrolman A.T. Sharpley placed her under arrest after identifying her by license number of the car she was driving. She did not have the coat in her possession, but police say she confessed that she stole and traded it to another person in Centralia. Police of Centralia were notified and sent word shortly before midnight that the missing garment had been located. In other news, Gene Klein boxes Krejci April 14th. Ted Krejci and Gene Klein have been signed for a return bout in the Grand Theater April 14th. It was announced yesterday by Dick Large, Krejci's manager, and Nick Randich, matchmaker. The signing of Klein means the completion of negotiations, which the Washingtonian more than a week ago stated were in progress in a news story which was termed a dud by an Aberdeen paper, which denied the story and later stated that Michael Leary would be Krejci's opponent. Krejci dropped the call to Klein in a 10-round go in Portland a few weeks back, but is confident he can reverse the results. A man who saw him fight in Portland declared he was far from his best form. Travis Davis, who recently showed here and drew with Krejci, was one boy who said that Krejci can be the best fighter when he is right. The Klein match is to be Krejci's attempt to remove a couple of losses on his record. QP Riley, one of the most pleasing little performers seen in the local rings recently, will meet Johnny Hawks, with whom he fought a whirlwind draw in Tacoma recently in the 6-round semifinal. In the city and county news, W.C. Jones of the Reliable Tire Company has been very ill at his home at 403 J Street for several days, is much improved, and is able to be at the shop again. Mrs. O.L. Reed at 616 Cleveland is severely ill at her home due to an attack of rheumatism. A. Anderson, charged with violating bridge traffic regulations, posted $5 bail at police headquarters following the arrest yesterday. Charges that Hoquiam Water Company workmen left an open hole on 5th Street near the Hoquiam River were made to police yesterday by Frank Christie. He declared that the two lights were placed near the excavation. And finally, Mrs. Charles Murphy of Astoria, formerly well-known Hoquiam resident, is recovering from a serious operation in a Portland hospital. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 6, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum starting today, Saturday, April 6th, with a free admission open house from 11 to 4. Come and see all the changes we made during our winter closure with the launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here in the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. Starting this Saturday, the museum will be open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polsy Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.